What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your huckleberry.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of Danny and Friends. Patrick Harris sitting in for Dusty Mandalay Bay as he's off doing something. I don't know. No one's in the building right now. It's lunchtime.
I mean, you should see this place on a Friday afternoon when we get done with our show. All the salespeople make, like, I make jokes about it. I've made jokes about it for so long because when I walk out at 2:55, mm-hmm. and you could hear a pin drop in this place on a nice Friday. In the wintertime, not so much. When it starts getting nice, there's nobody here.
Hey, man, like, on a hot corner on Tuesday nights, mm-hmm. obviously there's me, Joe, and Schultzy. I see Primetime Boys on their way out. Yeah. And then I got a cleaning crew. That's it.
Oh, we do have a cleaning crew here.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, they used to come in while I was doing the show, but maybe they've come in later now.
It's funny. It's gotten to the point now where, like, if anybody is here past 2:55 and I'm still, you know, milling around taking care of stuff or doing a show or call in somewhere else in the country, they'll point out, hey, I'm still here. And they'll do it with, like, a smile on their face. Like, see, I'm here. I'm working. I'm doing something. I'm like, guys, I'm just giving you a little bit of crap. I know you're working, but we are blessed to have awesome jobs, whether
Correct.
You're on air or in sales. Like, you're around cool stuff all the time.
Yeah. Which,
the cool part about it is that we do have some flexibility to kind of, you know, have a nice
check out for a moment.
Work-life balance.
Ooh, baby.
We do have a lot of, you know, beverage and food sponsors on the network.
that is true.
Hey, you know, you just happen to have, you know, I had a meeting with a client. It was at 3:00.
We're at Great Notion.
You know, just I had
the beers were flowing, and
you know, just we, you know, they had.
I might have had to give Kurt a ride home.
Yeah, you know, there was just, you know, something came up, and we that was the only time they had open, and we, you know, they had a new beer that they were debuting, and it was a perfect time for us to go out. It's like it's 87 degrees, dog. You lying to? I know, because when I go walk into my car and I open the door, it's gonna hit me like a truck because it's so freaking hot out there. Like, I get it, but you know, I imagine tomorrow with the fourth lingering.
Oh.
That is going to be there.
That will be there.
I mean, they're like,
you'll be the only one in the building.
Look, I mean, I didn't even.
Dusty's back tomorrow, right? You and Dusty tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. I scheduled this out God knows how long ago, probably 6 or 7 weeks ago. I've talked a ton about, you know, getting lessons and playing golf and getting better and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a playing lesson after today's show.
Oh, great.
So if you see me.
It's a nice day out. It's not crazy hot.
No, I was worried.
Yeah.
Because, I scheduled this like 6-7 weeks ago. And I didn't even think, oh, it's July. It was going to be a billion degrees. Why are you outside at 4:00 in the afternoon, dummy? But no, I'm heading out to Langdon today. Shout out to guys at Langdon. They're awesome. To do my playing round. I was like, man, I really should have set that for Thursday. Not like if I had just made it the third that way. Could have just rolled into the 3-day weekend.
Yeah, nice
and just,
way.
I had a nice little... way about it. You know what I mean? I'm again not complaining.
Sure.
I just didn't optimize what I had going there.
Well, if you missed any of the first hour, you can download that, 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up this hour, we'll have Worst Day on the Web. We'll give you a little free agent in the NBA roundup as we kind of the big stories yesterday and today. We kind of haven't got to the small ancillary stuff and how teams are shaping up. Might have a little East versus West combo in that, too. But Travis Kelce is in the news for a reason that I find hilarious, but I'm treading water lightly because I don't want to make fun too much. There are people out there that do not have these capabilities
sure.
for reasons, economic, socio,
mental.
You know, mental, all these kind of things. But I think he is a guy that we can take shots at.
Oh, no. I mean, he's said, like, I saw a tweet earlier today where, like, it's believable because I don't think Rob Gronkowski is a dummy.
No.
I think he just plays
he's
into
a bro.
Oh yeah, but I think he plays into being a dummy because it allows him to sell basically everything.
Yes.
Like for those that don't know, Gronk has basically never spent a single penny with his contract money.
So genius.
Like other than getting an advance on I think he was talking about his first contract, he got an advance to like get a house and a car kind of a deal and it wasn't anything crazy. The only money he's ever spent is from endorsements. And Gronk endorses everything.
Yeah.
And he has a metric crap ton of money from doing it.
And people love him. I mean, he's funny. He's likable. He's extremely, he's good looking.
But he plays into the whole, I'm a big bro, frat guy, idiot. And do I think he's fun and crazy? Yeah, but I don't think he's dumb.
No.
Honestly, I think the same thing is true of Travis Kelce, where he probably plays into the big dumb idiot.
And his brother plays into, I'm the smarter of the two brothers.
But it works.
It does
now,
work.
Do I think Travis Kelce is, a Rhodes Scholar? No.
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 No, he's not.
My man went to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like.
Great basketball school. Or great, used to be when I was.
Well, I mean, great jerseys.
Oh,
football
yeah.
and basketball.
You see the new ones released? Oh, those are great.
Nothing but like, I got nothing against Cincinnati. You're a perfectly fine institution, but I don't know anyone who's ever gone to Cincinnati that I was like, you know what? I've known that guy for a long time. One of the smartest people I've ever been around.
Travis Kelce admitted on a podcast that he had some trouble behind the scenes when hosting Saturday Night Live in 23. And we have that audio for you.
The writers' rooms were fun because you're just getting pitched ideas. The table reading, for a guy that can't really read that well.
Same. Preach.
It was kind of a situation. And I felt like I was just like trying to like get through the reading instead of actually like acting it out and giving it a voice and giving it a character and things like that. Like I was just focused on just don't skip this line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Brother.
So
when it comes to reading difficulties, I will be on that side of the aisle with you my entire life.
More of an audio guy.
Before we really kill him, did anybody notice like, especially for a guy that doesn't read very well, excellent grammar, amigo.
Yeah.
Excellent. I thought you were going to be, a center for kids who can't read good. I thought that's where we were going. I can't read well.
I think he's playing into it a little bit.
Yeah.
I do. Do I think this is a guy that's out here, publishing his thesis on, the impact of the transition of the tight end in this era? No,
I love
I don't.
How many people think he can't read because of CTE. No, yeah, I think he's always been this
way. Yeah, no, look, he's a bro-y dude. Look, I have at least some experience with this. My dad is dyslexic, but he's a mathematical genius.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a degree in electrical engineering. They were going to give him an honorary PhD. Like, he's taken... when I was a little baby, he was cleaning pools and going to ITT Tech at night.
That's great.
Like, but he struggles to write anything.
That's why I didn't want to. That's why I was so scared. I was like, I don't want to smack people around that actually struggle with this.
He's like, but I was, when my parents founded their company, I believe I was 10 years old, because I believe this is the 30th anniversary of the company now. I don't want to give them advertising. I won't. I was doing the accounting for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was doing stuff there and writing brochures and marketing materials and all this kind of stuff. When my dad has needed some sales materials for things, I build it. Like, even now, like a couple years ago, I built him, a couple months ago, I built him some docs for some stuff. Like, that's just not his strong suit.
Sure.
But nobody would ever think that my dad is not an intelligent person.
And I don't think anybody thinks that Travis Kelce isn't building for a future. I mean, this guy, him and his brother, you can't turn on the TV without seeing them in
commercials. And people say they get sick and tired of him. Like, I get sick and tired of Stephen A. Smith.
If
get,
those are the guys that are on TV all the time, I'm okay with that. With that.
They're entertaining. They're fun.
It's like kind of when people that trash like Peyton Manning, I'm like, I don't know. I like him on commercials. I find him funny.
Are you kidding me? If they ran
Eli's Peyton, secretly funnier.
He's pretty. I mean,
secretly
look,
funnier.
Look, he's having Chad Powers turned into a literal TV show, going it. Full Ted Lasso.
I love it.
But like Peyton Manning on SNL,
it's great.
It's one of the best guest appearances like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Drilling kids over and over again with footballs? Are you kidding me?
And, like, and I think that's part of it. You alluded to it. I think to make yourself relatable, to make yourself not as exhausting.
Don't be,
you
know,
like some
be
people
fine.
Are just exhausting. Yeah. And you know, if the Kelce bros are going to be bro out, they're not exhausting. Gronk's not exhausting. You
no.
know, Pat McAfee can be a little exhausting.
You know, I'm probably in the minority here. Where.
I'm the minority.
I genuinely, because I think Pat, does he cross some lines? Yeah. Do I think he gives a damn and does he work hard and is he prepared? Like all those things. But this is the thing that I've had to learn in media, because I've talked about this before, like having imposter syndrome and stuff like that. Stuff people used to say about me used to bother me, but then you do it for so long and then you keep somehow getting rewarded in my case.
503-864-6326. That place loves me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but like, you were at some point in time, like, you were just gonna have to be you.
Yeah.
And I think McAfee is like, he's just gives him. A damn, and he's just him. And like, for some people, and like, he leans into the fact, you know, getting thrown in the clink and for mistakes at West Virginia.
He went to West Virginia. He's an Indiana guy.
Has him good, but like, he leans into stuff, and like, people are like, oh, this, that, and the other. I'm like, College Game Day with McAfee on it and Saban is
1,000 times better.
It's pure gold.
1,000 times better.
It's
inside the NBA level.
It's so good.
It's so much better.
It's just like, yeah, that's what this was missing. So like with Kelce, like when Jason Kelce's sitting on the desk of whatever show he's doing, whether it's on Amazon or ESPN, whatever partner he's doing something with, I listen.
And he tends to be the more serious of the two brothers, which I like.
They've carved their paths, and it's worked out brilliantly.
I got Goof Troop Taylor Swift over here, and I've got beer-chugging intellectual over here. I'd like to hang out with both of them.
Who also has the significant other that rules.
This is true.
Like, that's the thing, is like their significant others are very different.
Boy,
obviously.
10 years ago, if you told me the Kelce brothers were dominating, I'd have laughed at you.
In everything.
In everything. Yeah.
Like, but yeah, no, like, it's a fun little thing, but if you're asking me, do I think he actually can't read well, or is this a bit? Give me the bit. I think it's a bit.
Let's cruise back into the association and catch us up on all the little micro transactions. Like, nobody is micro in the NBA, but the little things that have been happening as we're starting to kind of slow down and rosters are starting to kind of get into where they need to be. We'll travel around the association and catch up on all the free agent signings next. Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Everybody's favorite worst day on the web coming up next. Plus, when is it time to admit it's over? You know, baseball does something fun with that. I want to know what the equivalent would be in other leagues. So a fun rest of the second hour here. But kind of wrapping up, it's been a wild few days, especially sitting in with you, Danny, about NBA free agency and what's going on. You know, we kind of covered Dame and his travels. And, you know, we've talked James Harden signing an extension a little bit. LeBron, not much. And we can get into that if you want. Where are you in terms of how all these other dominoes have fallen? Like, what teams, you know, we're post-draft, we're looking at it. We like the Spurs draft, we like the Hawks draft, kind of like the Kings draft. But where are we in free agency of what the right teams are doing?
It's really interesting because I think there's some pretty clear early winners. And everybody always wants to give them a grade and this, that, or the other. And then there's some teams that I think that are real losers.
I like to say just things I like and things I'm like, what? That's my litmus test.
I'll start with the good. We've talked so much about the Eastern Conference and how wide open it is. It started with the Orlando Magic going, we're going to go get the guy that we want. And they canvassed around and they talked to some other teams before they got to Desmond Bane because you go, okay, we can start here. If we like that, if a deal makes sense, we can do that. Well, if that doesn't work, we just kind of work our way down the board. It wasn't that they didn't want Desmond Bane. Mm-hmm. It's that they knew getting Desmond Bane was going, like, do you want to put your hand on the chopping block?
Because it costs more than I was willing to pay.
You're cutting it off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it's going to hurt.
And it's the signal of, we're going.
So if you're going to go, you got to work your way up to it, right? You don't just come out of the blocks without stretching. So the Magic start this kind of arms race. They look around the Eastern Conference. Hallie's out. Tatum's out. Dame's out. You know, what's Cleveland going to do? New York doesn't have a coach. New York just went through the draft in the first few days of free agency without their head coach. So you're going, East looks pretty open. Let's go. Well, now here come the Atlanta Hawks. They're kind of the surprise, not total surprise. There was some smoke around them being a team that might chase Porzingis. You know, everybody knew Capella was gone. They were not bringing him back. That was a non-starter. And they've got a guy in Jalen Johnson who, before he got hurt last year, was probably going to be an all-star. 6'9", hyper-athletic dude. Just really started to take off. And he's one of those guys from Duke who you just kind of go, oh, yeah, that's right. You're still really young and really good.
Most of those kids from Duke only play 1 year there, so they enter the league super fresh.
But he didn't explode out of the gates.
Sure.
And again, I think he's in year four, going into year four. Like, he's still very young. But Trae Young and Quinn Snyder, seemed to at least kind of figure some stuff out, where Quinn didn't want to give him the full Homer Simpson treatment and wrangle him by his neck.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm full Trey Young, but I'm full Quinn Snyder.
Oh, look.
Love Quinn Snyder.
I love Quinn.
I'd die to have him here.
Quinn's a lunatic of epic proportions, and he's my kind of lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, I love him. All the way down to the bright red Joker glasses.
Your kind of lunatic?
Oh, yeah.
That scares me.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, he would 100% help me hide a body. love that about Quinn.
I'm not going to help you hide a body.
There are stories that I cannot tell off air or on air about Quinn Snyder that I'm like, yeah.
That's my boy, Blue.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's my quarterback. That's my teammate.
But you got to get Trey to buy in when Jalen was still healthy.
Yeah.
Now, it ended up becoming the Trey show after Jalen goes down. It's like, okay, but Tyson Daniels, Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. Onyeka Okongwu starts to show some stuff. Zachary Risache has a pretty solid rookie year. Makes all rookie. Like, you're like, okay, this is starting to make some sense. Well, then they go out and they get Kristaps Porzingis. And you're like, well, does he start? Probably not. Like, the injury stuff, but he's also an expiring. They also have a $25 million trade exception that they can work through. And you just kind of go through and they go, oh, hey, how about we add Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who really showed up for the Minnesota Timberwolves in the playoffs last year.
Sure did. Big time.
So now you've got Okongwu. You've got Risache. You've got Jalen Johnson. You've got Dyson Daniels. You've got this core of dudes.
And as I keep hammering, a wide-open conference.
And Trae Young's 6 foot tall and doesn't play any defense. He might be the worst starting defender in the entire league by orders of magnitude. Everyone wants to give Anthony Simons crap.
And Luka, is at least everyone gives Luka crap.
But it's because he doesn't have to try. It's because he's 6'8", 270 pounds, and strong. One of the
He's probably 250 now.
Yeah, well, we'll see where he ends up at. One of the strongest guys in the league. Trey is neither big nor strong.
Agreed.
He is 6 foot tall and a buck 75. Like, it's just, but now you have 6'7", 6'6", 6'10", 7'3", 6, like, yeah. You are just big as hell. Now, your one primary ball handler, tiny. But you make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And in that conference, like, Cleveland, New York, Orlando, probably Atlanta. Like, that's the pecking order I'd put it in right now.
Yeah, I would agree. And if you flip over to the Western Conference, I think you have a team that's already a top 5 seed, top 3 seed. I mean, they were the number 2 seed, and they got better without really getting worse. And that's the Houston Rockets.
I mean,
we didn't really talk about Finney-Smith yesterday. When the NBA season is about to start, I'm going to remind everybody, Kevin Durant plays for the Houston Rockets.
So the Houston Rockets sales team, their season ticket sales team, just sent out an email a couple hours ago. I got a buddy who sent it to me.
We're going to the finals!
Well, it was like, hey, you're going to
sign up now!
You're not going to be able to get single game tickets.
Yeah, it won't happen!
We added Kevin Durant, and people are going to be here. They're going to care.
Well, I mean, he's just worth the price of admission no matter where he is. Even if he's never in Phoenix and they're dysfunctional.
It does not matter.
He's still worth it.
If you've never seen KD play live, go.
Yeah.
I am a massive, massive, massive proponent. If there's a 10-plus year veteran who is a no-doubt top 20 player in NBA history, Steph, Braun, Giannis, KD,
Jokic,
like, if you have an opportunity here in Portland or wherever you're listening, wherever you're at, no matter who they're playing.
If you're in Charleston, South Carolina, you should drive to Atlanta.
Wherever,
yeah.
or
up to the Hornets, or up, like, to Raleigh.
Go watch those guys play live, because it is pure basketball nirvana.
Mm.
It is. I remember when Dwight Howard came here with the Magic one time. I think he had like 45 and 18, and it was just like, sweet Jesus,
I remember,
what was that?
I remember the only time I ever saw Kobe, and you're just like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
TV doesn't do it justice.
No, it doesn't. No, like, there's, it really doesn't. There's something majestic about those guys. But you take a look at the Western Conference. Houston, nobody thought Houston was going to get KD because they weren't willing to really give up anything.
Turns out nobody was, which played in their favor.
They were like, hey, if you want it for, you know, Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks,
we don't even like these guys.
And we'll give you your own pick back.
We don't even want them to sit with us.
Like, cool. Like, we're fine with this. But then they go out, you know, we hear leading into free agency that DFS has opted out. And I'm like, he's going to Houston. And then he ends up signing with Houston. I was like, ooh, they just got another addition. Then they sign Steven Adams. And then they bring Clint Capella. And you're like, Houston's doing pretty good. But there's another team in the Western Conference in Denver who managed to get off Michael Porter Jr.'s money, bring back Bruce Brown, get a backup big in Jonas Valanciunas. And you're like, hey, they look more functional.
I always felt, you know, with the Michael Malone drama at the end of the year and all this, I always felt the chatter about them and their window closed and how much of a disaster there. I always felt that was a little overblown. I thought that they still have a nice core. Aaron Gordon's still a great player. Jamal Murray's our question mark if he can stay healthy.
They had two question marks, Jamal and MPJ. And it's not just their injuries.
Yeah.
They're not the easiest guys to deal with.
No. But the core's there.
And AG and Jokic?
And Jokic is a top three, if not the number one least selfish player in the league. For a guy that scores like he does?
He doesn't care. He just wants to win.
He just wants to win.
He would prefer to pass, but
that's
knows.
That's why he likes the horsies. He wants to win.
He knows he has to score 28 a game. It's totally fine.
He doesn't have to be the horse, but he wants the horse to win.
But then you look at it, you come out here to the West Coast. Warriors have done nothing.
Nothing.
The Lakers have signed Jake LaRavia.
The Lakers have actually lost more than they've gained. At least the Warriors haven't really lost.
Not yet.
I mean, Looney.
Looney was free agent.
You're okay
he's
with
gone.
That, yeah.
And look, shout out to Looney again. Love him. But
I mean, even the Blazers haven't really lost anything.
The trades, well, they bought out DA.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
But like,
but I think we're all looking at that a little addition by subtraction.
Yeah, but you're also looking at the core of the rest of the team. Like, now, Golden State is very, very, very likely to sign Al Horford. I've heard.
I love that.
But because of the way the market is right now, I think he's probably like, I'm going to wait and see what the Lakers give their big. Are they going to give him every penny?
Yeah, and which big do they give?
Well, not just that. Like, you can use that because it sounds like when Naz Reid got his extension with the Timberwolves at $25 million, because the Pacers were not going to go above $22 million for Miles Turner.
Yeah.
And that's why he went to the Bucks.
Got $27.
And he's like, because he feels like he's never been paid. Remember, the Pacers were the team that gave DeAndre Ayton the offer that the Suns ended up matching, which was on the deal that he just got bought
longest
out.
Longest tenured Pacer.
10 years there, always in trade rumors. It's kind of funny that he leaves as a free agent. It's like, huh. But the Pacers.
He wanted to be gone. I'm gone.
But we've talked about this so much, about team setting lines
for
players of like, we're only going to give this player X amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the CBA was going to do. And that they said, hey, we love you, Miles, but we're only comfortable giving you 22. And it wasn't enough for him because Naz Reid gets 25 and you're looking over there and you're going, this is my chance to get paid. I'm in the league for 10 years.
And the craziest situation is going down in Milwaukee and you can hike your bootstraps.
You can, for $27 million a year, you can do it.
I'll go wherever you want, boss.
But you look at the Lakers right now and you've got Rob Pelinka out there talking about prioritizing cap space for 2027.
It's post LeBron. For me, it's all post LeBron.
And look, I mentioned this yesterday. There's a, I won't say intel. There's a lot of discussion in the NBA of people going, is this LeBron doing his normal LeBron thing of like, we need to be better? Or is like, is there real smoke to this? Like, there's really only one team he would go to. It's Cleveland. And because, number one, Cleveland, his ties there. But also because it would make sense.
Mm-hmm, it would.
Like, you would compete. Like, you would immediately, LeBron goes to the Cavs. Let's say it's Jared Allen and Caris LeVert, DeAndre Hunter, like somehow getting moved around, whatever. There's more to it than that, but I'm just using it as an example. If you can keep Garland, Mitchell, Mobley, and add LeBron to that team,
you're in a great spot.
Who's better than them in the East?
Nobody.
You're just not.
Even a healthy Tatum Boston, even, you know, a healthy Halle in Indiana, I don't think anybody's better than that.
That's a difficult team to deal with.
I think if you don't push a finals till seven and lose, it's a disappointment.
It's just, you know, that's where you're at with that team. But they have done nothing other than Jake LaRavia. Now,
I think it's a flag.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton's going to clear waivers here in a half hour. And so we could have movement on that. I don't know how fast it'll happen. And then the Sacramento Kings, God only knows. I saw a Kings guy tweet something earlier. The Kings roster looks like if you had a fantasy draft in 2K and you put auto draft on. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Like, what they're doing right now makes...
Like, none of it matches.
I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
Does not play well with others.
And it's just like, the pieces don't fit.
Maybe they'll get eaten.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's puzzle pieces, but they're puzzle pieces from different puzzles. It's like, it's not from the same box. It's like, you just dump three boxes together and you tried to put something together. It's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, Sacramento's having a pretty, pretty rough day. But that leaves it open for somebody to have an even worse day. And that's where we get to worst day on the web. Everybody's favorite. But first, we'll kick it over to Will Ortner with sports.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
It's our worst day on the web, and Jeff Russ brought this up during a commercial break yesterday. We debated bringing this up on air because it's so far out of the realm.
Easy, Rod. Easy,
it
Rod.
It is so nuts. that I was like, wait, what? And there's two stories I had for today, and it depends on how fast we get through the first one. The headline for this is, it's a Mad Lib. Faygo Red Pop used as lure in fatal Saginaw Township bank hostage standoff.
There's six blanks in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Read me the sentence with blanks.
Blank used as lure in blank bank blank.
I love it. I love it.
And you could not come up with a more just like, what?
The only thing, I do not know what Faygo Del Pop is. Is that what that said?
Faygo Red Pop.
Faygo Red Pop. So is it like a Jolt? You remember Jolt, the soda? Anybody remember Jolt?
Yeah, no, I remember Jolt. It does kind of have that look to it, but it's more like a...
Looks like Code Red.
It's not quite that, though. It's more like, what's that stupid drink?
Fruit Punch.
It's closer to that, but carbonated.
Hawaiian Punch?
No.
What's the something red carbonated? Something C-Hi-C?
All Sport?
Fanta.
Thank you.
Strawberry.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a Fanta. That's kind of where we're at. But it's like a super sweet, caffeinated, you know, sugary red drink. And this guy that was holding up a bank with hostages, this is the request. And they dangled it outside for him, and they popped him in the melon when he came to go get it.
See, we talked about this yesterday off the air, and we were laughing about this. That was your mistake. That's why, like, if you were in a hostage situation, it's probably because you made a bunch of mistakes along the way. Otherwise, you get away clean. But you're like, you know what? I want this beverage, and I'm just going to reach out this window and grab it. No problems. That was your problem.
I mean, we've all seen the...
Also, that's what you want right now?
Yeah, the pizza box with the microphone.
Like, hit me up with some McNuggets, you know? Yeah, hit me up with, like, a Baker's Mark Godfather sandwich, you know?
Here's the crazy thing about this. Well, everything's crazy about this. But the guy went in to go to this bank and didn't plan to rob it originally. He was trying to cash a fraudulent check. Well,
then they were like, sir, you can't do this. He's like, oh, yeah?
Watch this. But here's the other thing. This bank does not have cash on hand and requires appointments.
Oh, buddy.
This guy didn't even go, what's Chiefsaholic? Didn't even do the research before he robbed the bank.
Now I'm kind of just sad for him. Now you're just real dumb. Just real dumb.
It's like you robbed a cashless bank.
Yeah.
Aww. I didn't know they had those. I'm going to be completely honest.
I didn't know that either.
Now I have questions.
I thought the point of being a bank was to have dollars.
Like, I have questions
if
now.
If it ain't got dollars, it don't make sense.
Does my credit union have dollars there?
Yeah, it's like maybe the teller station does. But like, it's just like, this isn't like a full-on Scrooge McDuckian vault that you can go into and grab cash. And it's just like,
oh, amigo. And do you think his friends were like,
yeah, we saw this coming.
Damn it, Jim.
Yeah, like, we saw this coming.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a bank robber.
Yeah, it's just, it's so dumb. And it's like, I mean, they went full Wile E. Coyote with this guy. Like, he's the roadrunner, but this is the Wile E. Coyote trap that works. You know, you remember the whole birdseed thing. It's like, but his was a Faygo Red Pop.
Yeah, you can see Wile E. Coyote's demise way ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the cops saw this guy? Do you think the sniper's like, this poor soul?
It's like, you've got him lined up for God like, knows how long. God. You're just like, well, I'm just kind of putting him out of his misery at this point.
Chief, you sure? You sure? All right. He's going to do something. Okay. All right.
He's real stupid, right, though. But
lined up,
like,
inside, ready to go.
And it's just, you know, the Red Pop now has more than one connotation now.
Yeah. If you're in that situation, what are you asking for?
I mean,
I think I do food. I think I do something gluttonous food.
Your life's over. Like, you better.
And like a six pack of dope beer or like a nice bottle of whiskey. Tequila.
I mean, I'm
tequila and some Taco Bell, you know. I want one of everything off the Taco Bell menu and bring it in through the ceiling.
No, because the other thing about this.
Send one of the hostages to grab it. You feed the hostages too.
Yeah, but they won't let one go, and then they won't let one come back in.
No, but the hostage reaches their hand out the window.
Okay, there you go.
Because not going to get popped. And then you order a bunch of Taco Bell for everybody there.
But then you got bathroom problems.
No, because you're dead, so it's not a problem. Well, I mean, you drink some of the tequila, you pass out food for everybody, and then you realize you're toast, and then you step outside and it's over. But you had some nice tequila and some TB.
And you didn't ruin their entire day.
Because it's like a South Park thing, too, where when you die, do you release?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know if the Taco Bell go through you fast enough, though.
It will eventually.
Oh, you hang out for 24 hours to go out in a blaze of glory.
There you go. Make sure that I'm going to be a real problem to clean up.
Or jump off the roof and splat in multiple ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, again, this
I feel so wrong right now.
I don't. It's just... You know, I've joked about this for years. And
Patrick, I feel like a bad person. Danny, I don't.
I don't. I can't remember who it was. It's been said millions of times before, but there's this guy in the military who's like, look, you want to solve half the problems of people and stupidity, not only in this country, but in this world, just take warning labels off everything. It'll sort itself out.
Well, like what, though?
Everything.
Like... Don't drink and drive. Don't operate machinery.
But no, I mean, like,
I'm only thinking of alcohol.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, here's,
Patrick,
your, here's your sign, you know, kind of a deal. But it's like, you know, don't operate electrical equipment in the water. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't blow dry your hair
in the bathtub.
In the bathtub. Yeah.
Like,
don't toast. Don't get your avocado toast ready while taking a shower.
Don't leave your oven on when you leave the house. I mean, just like, you know.
Don't
just
reheat in the microwave with tinfoil.
Yeah.
Or a metal detector with tinfoil.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
Shout out, Dave.
Well, Spinal Tap. They did it first.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because they got armadillos in their pants. If you know, you know. It's that simple. But yeah, no, it's just, this is just one of those things where you just like, there's a part of me that feels bad for this guy being this dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But others, again, don't get mad at me. It's a very small part of me. It's like, Yeah. Kind of had that.
I don't want people to die.
No,
I don't want anybody to die.
And I don't say that with everyone. Like the Maos and the Hitlers and all those people in the world, I want you very dead.
Yeah, you
like
probably
super,
should go
super
well,
dead.
Honestly, we should probably have helped you before you got to that point. Even I feel that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's some people that might not just be helped. I'm just
lost cause.
It is what it is.
Just
maybe
lost
maybe
cause.
That makes me a terrible, terrible, terrible person.
Danny, you were a terrible, terrible, terrible person long before that tape.
Right, I know.
Just, long before
that's
that
just
tape.
That's just where we go.
You just stay in the course.
It's like
me and alcohol labels.
Look,
this is where we are.
I'm the Travis Kelce of not reading, but with terrible people.
I'm the Jason Kelce of trying to be smart, but kind of a beer belly chugging loser. Can we admit it's over? Like when sports are over, like this guy's life is over.
Oh God, yeah.
When a game is over, can we not admit it's over and have some fun like baseball does? You got it. I'm sneaking some baseball in. This is Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming up in the second hour, the Knicks find their guy, maybe. My new favorite college football player since Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller or Reggie Bush?
Oh, sorry, Reggie Bush. Thank you, Freudian slip. A two-time MVP claiming that he's not a leader. We got a fun third hour coming up. But to finish up, I've been kind of pondering about this for days in my own brain and trying to figure out how this works. But you watch a baseball game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about breathing. She took a big, deep breath there.
You know, sometimes I do question that. Sometimes it is, you know, if it wasn't a natural thing, I would probably forget to breathe.
I saw somebody do a TikTok the other day of, God, what is that band? Cut My Life Into Pieces. Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Didn't expect me to have that ready to rumble, did you?
The suffocation part. It's a guy sitting there in a breathing tube that's like lip syncing to it on a TikTok. And right before
he's got like the emphysema tube.
Well, yeah, he's like, he needs a breathing tube. But no, it's like, I think he's paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh, and so like, something terrible.
Yeah.
And me just laughing about it.
No, he's leaning into it right as the suffocation part comes up. A hand reaches over and pulls the tube out from his neck, and he goes, like, does this, like, face where he's like, I can't breathe? And then somebody else pops up and lip syncs the suffocation part and then puts it back in. And I was like, I shouldn't say this. I didn't have the feeling I shouldn't laugh at that. I immediately laughed at it, and then I went, should I have laughed at that? And I was like, I'm dying laughing.
Hey, if they present it to you, it's there to laugh at.
Dude, it's... there was a stand-up show. He's either Irish or Scottish. I can't remember who he is, but he's in the TikTok algorithm. And a guy comes late to his show in a wheelchair. And everybody just kind of chuckles because he stops and looks because he's clearly, you know, paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you could hear the chuckling in the audience. Of like, he's like, oh, what did you think I'm going to do with this? Like, I'm not that bad. And the guy, I think he had like one of those like talkbacks. And... he's like, even if you ask me to leave, it's not like I'm going anywhere.
And am I going to run away?
Yeah, the comedian just loses his mind like, okay, it's open season. Let's go.
Well, it's like material. There's so much material there, but it's so fringe, and
can't do that.
You know, trashing on someone's, you know, potential disability that you're like, I don't want to do it. But when the floodgates open and they kind of give you the okay, you're almost like, I can't get there. It can't spit out.
Look, I got buddies that are amputees.
Sure, yeah.
And I saw them go through the very difficult process.
And
of
you
that.
Hope some of them are in a positive mind frame afterwards.
But, like, this is maybe one you can't share on the radio, but I had a buddy lose a testicle.
Meanwhile, I will share.
He goes by Wrecking Ball now.
Love it.
So, like, it's. I remember he got the replacement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a plastic thing they put in there.
Yeah.
He was like, it's going to be a little weird. I felt like I had like good drag. You know, he's like, I think
once I get going and we're just smooth sailing.
You know, I was thinking, you know, I can really get on the whole cycling career because I can just tuck that one back and just be good.
That reminds me of, did you guys see the guy that was running hurdles?
Oh yeah,
guys were. He just got the old OnlyFans reached out to him.
I mean,
that was, you want to talk about packing heat?
Good for him.
That's like a sawed-off shotgun, yeah, in that bad boy.
Good for you.
I mean, I almost believe it's fake.
Yeah,
that's how talented he was.
Like I said, good for him.
You know, it's got to be nice when the floodgates just kind of open up, and you're allowed to just let it go. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, just have that.
Because I think we're in a better world for not just trashing people to trash people, but it is kind of nice when you can kind of trash people just to trash people.
But, like, when you know there's not malice behind it.
Yes.
Like,
I always say, do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anybody.
And that's the thing is, like, if you go to a comedy show and a comedian gives you hell, 99% of them are doing it with you, not at you. Now,
at you is less funny. We talk about this in theater all the time. Like, when you're playing a villain, you can't just be a bad guy.
Mm-mm.
If people just root against you, then there's nothing cool about that.
Yeah.
But if you can find a way to get people to relate to you.
And then do it.
Then you become kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're saying. You're saying, like, if I can make fun of you with you, at least that's a positive interaction.
Yeah. No, it's
as
fun.
Opposed to at you. Because then you also alienate others. Like, I'd be the guy in the crowd. You, because you're a terrible human, would be in the crowd laughing hysterically.
Yes.
I might be in the crowd going, like, hey, man, that's not really cool, dude.
I'm the guy, like, if you ever watch the comedy shows and you hear
because
the guy.
Because I'm better than you.
Yes,
I want 100%, the record to state that.
100%.
I am better than you.
When you hear the guy laughing louder than anybody else.
It's
like,
just one dude in the back.
just dying laughing. Like, those are the, like, I don't care. Like, I've been to comedy shows where comedians are riding some edges, and I've just, I am the, like, when you look at people at tables, like, can I laugh at this? I'm the guy not even questioning. I'm like, that's, like.
Every once in a while in the 90s, there was a laugh track with one guy that held on a little too long, and they didn't edit it out.
And you're like, it's like, the bar for this to me is Chappelle's show. It's Clayton Bigsby.
I've said this.
I remember that, never in my life did I laugh harder than the first time I watched that.
They stank, and I hate them.
He divorced his wife of 46 years because
blank.
And I was just like, yo!
My wife, old preschool over there, she has never seen Chappelle.
Oh, God.
So I've been saying this for like a year and a half now. I eventually have to just do this. But that is comedy that is insanely unhinged. Probably wouldn't fly today. That
Wayne Brady
will absolutely destroy her. Like, she will probably laugh hysterically. I hope so.
I mean,
maybe get a little inspiration in her.
Clayton Bigsby is the first skit they ever ran.
I know. The first one.
They set the bar.
That's coming out the
gates. Him and Neil Brennan said, what's the most insane thing that we can do so that nothing else that we do will ever, like, if this is the, we get greenlit for this, there's nothing they could ever say no to.
Dude, he does whiteface Tom Brokaw. Like,
the racial draft?
I've always wanted to say this.
Yeah.
For shizzle. ODB has changed his name to Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant.
Yeah, just great skit. All time, like, college, go back and spend like a whole week, maybe like 4 days, just watching.
Yeah.
The Chappelle Show. I know you guys watched it when it like actually came out.
I had to go back and see it.
Because Will was like 2 years old when that show came out.
Dude, Killing Them Softly the other day.
Oh,
watch that again.
Brother,
fantastic.
One of the best stand-ups of all time.
Also, one of the best parts, it just cuts to a commercial break and there's Mos Def and John Mayer. You're like, what is going on here?
Also.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. But he was gone.
Went back and watched Casino last night.
Oh, Sharon Stone, what up?
I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get the Sharon Stone love.
I get it. Now you get it.
Can I introduce you to Basic Instinct?
That's the cross leg over thing.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm aware of the meme. That, yeah. I'll go watch that.
It's so cute when they grow up in front of your eyes.
It's great. Hey, it's Scorsese, it's Pesci, and De Niro. Come on now.
The Knicks finally get their guy? Is this valuable to push them over the edge? One more hour here. Danny and friends, Portland sports leader, don't you forget it. 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.